Let's go from our New York studios to Miss Jackie Reed and Inside Her Story. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Skip and Sybil and Jay. Happy Friday, everybody.
And to you.
So we have a bit of a controversial situation this morning that we're talking about. We're talking about a sexual assault on campus. Specifically, we're talking about what happened at Lincoln University when the president there, Robert Jennings, made controversial comments about sexual assault on campus. Those comments made back in September went viral, and now he is under review by the school's board. He told an auditorium full of women, get this, quote, "We had on this campus last semester three cases of young women who, after having done whatever they did with young men and then it didn't turn out the way they wanted it to turn out," meaning the women, Guess what they did? They went to public safety and said, "He raped me." Well, the comments caused a firestorm of protest, including one former professor who wrote an open letter to Dr. Jennings saying he failed all students, not only with his comments, but his attempt at an apology. I'm going inside her story with that professor, Dr. Emery Petschauer, who is an assistant professor of teacher development and educational studies at Oakland University. He is also the author of Hip Hop Culture in College Students' Lives, Elements, Embodiment, and Higher Education. Good morning, Dr. Petschauer.
Hey, good morning, Jackie.
So in your letter, you didn't seem too surprised about Dr. Jennings' comments. Now, I know you're no longer at Lincoln University, but you were there for about 6 years of your career. Why did those comments not really surprise you, but yet disappointed you?
I think they didn't surprise me because these comments took place within a tradition that he instituted, separate gender convocations where they separate the men and women on campus and talk to them. And as my time overlapped with President Jennings there, I've been to the all-men's convocation. And, you know, as I mentioned in the letter, it mostly consisted of, you know, talking to men about, you know, pulling up their pants and holding up doors for people, kind of these really external demonstrations of manhood. So just having that, seeing that in my mind, I kind of wasn't surprised when I saw the clip of the all-women's convocation.
And Jackie, just a sidebar, this is Lincoln University in Pennsylvania.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Okay. The historically black Lincoln University right outside of Philadelphia. So, Dr. Petschauer, let me ask you this, because in your letter, and I want you to kind of take us inside the climate and culture of a college campus, because you understand that. You talked about a situation where you were talking to a group of men and one young man expressed to you that he felt that he had the right to have sex with a woman because she said on the phone that she was, you know, down for whatever is the words that you use.
Right.
But then if she changed her mind in person, he felt that he could still have sex with her. So that's how a lot of men think on campus.
Well, I think a couple things here. One, you know, the topic we're talking about, sexual violence, sexual assault, rape. This is something that's a huge issue and problem in American society. Anything that's a problem in American society is going to manifest itself on college campuses. And there are some things that happen on college campuses that maybe intensify or escalate sexual violence, such as availability of alcohol, things like that. So this is something that's a topic on college campuses. It's not something that's unique to Lincoln University. So, but I think something that I appreciate about Lincoln, and in the letter I also talked about how half the reason why I'm writing it is because I think Lincoln is a great institution and I love it so much. I think one of the things that I appreciate about Lincoln is that it gives professors the opportunity to have, mentoring relationships with students. And I talked in the letter about this example of how I was able to have a conversation with a young man who had this very problematic idea, you know, about sexual entitlement to women's bodies. And we don't know the types of ideas about sexual relationships that students have coming on campuses. And I think the important thing is that, you know, we're creating situations where faculty, staff, student personnel can be in mentoring relationships with students. So when a young man like this gentleman, who I knew for a number of years at Lincoln and saw him grow and saw him develop, has this perspective that's very, very damaging, not only for women, but also for himself and his livelihood if he abides for it, that we can have those conversations with them to move them along rather than just stand up in front of them at an assembly and say, no means no, and hope that works out.
Professor, do you have any... I'm sorry, Jackie.
Go ahead.
Do you have any words of advice for men and women who want to have these discussions with their young men and women and how to initiate the conversation?
Yeah, I would say first, these have to be an ongoing thing. A one-and-done approach to you know, educating young adults about sexual violence, sexual rights, sexual prevention is or sexual assault prevention is not a one and done situation. So one, it has to be an ongoing thing, and two, those have to be authentic, trusting relationships. If a young adult doesn't trust who you are, doesn't understand who you are, then why should they accept what you're saying to them if you're not taking them seriously?
Well, the open letter to Dr. Jennings was published at goodmenproject.com. You should all go and check that out. Dr. Emory Petschauer, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Cool. It was my privilege.